We're going to digress here for 6 minutes to the wonderful Maeve Sheehy with Bloomberg Government on Congress and on, is it vote 67 or 77 for Speaker? Maeve, are we going to get there? I mean, I guess it's vote two for the gentleman from Ohio, but are you steeled for another 15-round derby?
Yeah, so after yesterday, it does not seem like Congressman Jim Jordan has votes. Yesterday was something of a test vote to see who was against him, and he lost 20 votes, which was really bad for him. So it does not look at this point like he has a path to the speakership. He's not, as we've seen, been super successful at flipping his detractors. So
yeah, well,
we're probably in this for the long haul.
Maeve, you actually studied this. All I did was watch the movie Lincoln with Daniel Day-Lewis and Sally Fields, and they're horse trading. Does he have any ability to horse trade 20 votes down to the majority needed?
It doesn't look like it. The 20 votes among them were a lot of top appropriators, like the appropriations chair, Kate Granger. And that signals that a lot of institutionalists and traditional lawmakers are really opposed to Jim Jordan. He kind of made his name by voting against things, which is not something that, you know, traditional Republicans are super thrilled about, which means that he would probably have trouble getting them to vote for him.
All right, Maeve, are we going to do 15 rounds to try to get Jordan over the finish line? Or if this second vote doesn't go well, does the Republican Party pivot to another name? And if so, who would that be?
So some Republicans are already talking about, after the second vote, empowering the Speaker Pro Tempore, who's Patrick McHenry. He is sort of a caretaker speaker who was appointed by Kevin McCarthy. And if he were empowered, he could actually do more than just oversee speaker elections.
Okay, but first of all, he is empowered just because he wears a bow tie. I mean, let's be honest, Maeve. But this is, am I right that, you know, within, Maeve, your study back to the Revolution, this is history in the making, giving the, how she pronounced it? Help me, Paul. Pro tempore?
Yeah, I don't know. She went to the University of North Carolina,
you know,
so I don't
know. She's out of Chapel Hill. She knows the Latin.
Yep.
Maeve, is this original stuff that we're giving this guy more power?
It's pretty new. We've had speaker pro tempores in the past in history, but this exact situation where a speaker has been ousted has never happened before. So we're kind of just learning on the fly, and there are already divisions within the people even who want to empower Patrick McHenry. So, for example, Congressman LaLota doesn't want to do a vote. He just wants to say that Patrick McHenry has those powers. But people like Congressman Kelly and Joyce actually do want to hold that vote. So even within the people who want McHenry to be a more permanent speaker, there are disagreements about how to do that.
Well, whoever is speaker, is there any assurance at all that that speaker will have what I'm going to call kind of normalized powers, that they can actually get things done, as opposed to the conditions under which Speaker McCarthy had to operate, where, you know, one representative alone could remove him from power? So he had really no leverage to get things done. Are they going to try to fix that issue?
There have been some talks of fixing that issue, although it's not something that's gained a lot of traction, you know, changing that. It's called the motion to vacate, and there's still one person could still vacate the chair. The difference is that there was a lot of personal issues between Kevin McCarthy and some members of his conference. So the hope is that somebody like McHenry, who doesn't have those personal conflicts, would be in a better spot.
Maeve, one final question. And, you know, I know November 17th is a big deal, like the government may shut down. But far more importantly is November 11th, when UNC takes on Duke in football. I mean, the clear understanding here is UNC's a superior team, right?
Yeah, UNC just keeps winning. So I think we're officially a football school now.
Football school for now.
Maeve, put it in your schedule, November 12th or 13th.
Come
Maeve,
back
she needed to join us. Maeve, thank you so much. From Chapel Hill this morning here on a serious government effort. I mean, this would be the top story.